Welcome back. This is Good Better Bets, the number one rated sports gambling podcast in the US of A and now Canada.
Number one.
Oh.
Breaking news. Keep telling your friends, your family, anyone who you think would be interested in making a sound investment for their future by putting money into FanDuel.com/McAfee. First bet up to $500 risk-free when you do that.
Wow.
FanDuel.com/McAfee.
Free money.
Soon available in Indiana, I believe. I may have a little birdie telling me things. I may not. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it. But soon in Indiana, we will be able to do FanDuel.com/McAfee. Up to $500 risk-free first bet. Also brought to you by the Action Network app. That is myaction.app/Diggs/Todd/BubbaGumpino. You could follow all of our bets on there. You could track your bets on there. They have all of the best insider betting information. It's unbelievable how much information they have on that.
Bar none, the best place to get educated.
I'll be honest with you.
Become a smarter gambler.
I'll be honest with you. I took the underbet from NC State and Syracuse last night straight off that website.
Oh.
I mean,
nice.
Well, I'm not.
They have those gems just sitting there.
I'm not willing. I'm willing to admit that when I take a pick from someone else, I mean, hopefully you do that with us still.
Yeah.
Hopefully you do that with us. We have a full NFL slate. Pat McAfee has joined us.
I got a lock.
Mr. McAfee has a lock just right off the top.
Gumpy, holy hell.
What's up, pal?
Good to see you.
Is that Mike on Bailey? He was just so enamored by you showing up.
Gumpy, good to see you, man.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm pretty sure this is going to be the only way I see you for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Easy bet for this weekend. Good to see you, Gumpy. You guys as well.
You too, pal.
Good, better bets. What an incredible fucking name. An incredible show. Shout out to FanDuel. This weekend, a lock on top of a lock. I don't know if you've gotten to this.
Let's go.
Nope, I haven't gotten anywhere.
I have to go read like 75 things here, so I'm going to have to get up, but I just want to drop a little gem here.
Nice.
Seattle Seahawks are -1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the over-under is like 47 or something like that. 47.
46 now.
40, even better. And right now you can hammer that as a little two-game thing, a little two-bet thing at plus 260, I think, on FanDuel right now.
FanDuel.com/McAfee, up to $500 risk-free first bet.
That is factual. I think that is a lock right there. It's supposed to be 65 and sunny in Cleveland. Russell Wilson's offense is going to be able to move. The Browns are going to run the ball against Seattle, who hasn't been able to stop. There's going to be a lot of points. And I think in the end, the Seattle Seahawks cover at least 1.5. That feels like a very safe bet for me. Both of those plus 260 as well. Let's go ahead and have a day.
Let me give you some stats and trends on that game.
Okay.
76% of the bets are on Seattle.
Fuck!
65% of the money is on Seattle. So
where are the sharps?
The sharps are a little bit on Seattle. That means, or they're a little bit on the Browns.
I think people are starting to call me a sharp. So just know that this sharp is on Seattle -1.5 in the over 46.
Trends are in your favor, though. Seattle 7-1 against the spread, and they're on the road in the last eight. And then the Browns have not covered their last three home games.
And people think coming from the West Coast to the East Coast is tough. But when you got Russell Wilson, who lives like an angel, and Tyler Lockett, who's still a virgin, he's saving himself from marriage, that team is disciplined enough to figure it out. That won't be a problem, especially with Pete Carroll chewing that gum with his ass.
I like your well, go
the
ahead.
Browns are technically coming from the West Coast as well after Monday night.
Seattle's been on a break since Thursday.
Short week. I mean, this is a lock. You're welcome.
Yep. Double stamp it. I also like the points in Seattle. Well,
for sure. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. And it's an honor to be a part of Good Better Bets here. Hopefully, I'll be able to make many more appearances. I love what you guys do. Let's all make $1 billion from our friends at FanDuel.
Hey, we love you, pal.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
That's FanDuel.com/McAfee. Up to $500 risk-free first bet.
Forward slash.
We were
I couldn't agree more. I'm not betting on the over, but I like it. I'm definitely taking Seattle in the points. I think Russell Wilson balls out here. I know that they're susceptible to the run and that Nick Chubb's an incredible running back. However, that would require Cleveland to have the discipline if they are down early to gut it out and stick to the run. So far, discipline has been a big problem for the Cleveland Browns. I think pride gets the better of them, and we see Baker Mayfield try to air it out, and they lose by 10. I think he loses by 10.
I got this earlier in the week at Seahawks +1.
Yeah, it moved.
I mean, you can't overthink a game like this. The Seahawks are just the better team.
Yeah, and that's so. This is one of those recency bias games where Seattle looked really good their last game, and Cleveland looked really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, I normally love to jump on the team that looked bad because everyone is going to hammer the team that looks good, and the line's going to adjust that way.
If it were the only game that Cleveland looked bad,
correct. The week before that, though, looked good against the Browns. They've been very, very roller coaster this season. I for that reason, I am staying away.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that, as far as the total, I'm actually going against Pat. I'm going to go the under. Strictly, there's no analytical reason for me to do this as far as play on the field. But as far as looking at where the money is and stuff like that, 50% of the bets, they're split on the over-under.
Yep.
50% of the bets. 83% of the money is on the under. That is a huge difference as far as bet count versus money count.
Agreed.
So just because I've been doing a lot this year, I'm just going to follow that huge difference there and just take the under, not based on anything that I'm seeing on the field, strictly because that is what the numbers are telling me to do as far as like a gambler.
Yeah, I get it. You're following the smart money.
Yeah, which scares me.
Well, you don't usually do that.
No, I don't.
It's worth a shot.
So that's the last 2 weeks we've just run through all the NFL games in order of time. This week we're going to start with the marquee games. We just did one of them, and then I'm going to go to my weird line of the week, and then games that only degenerates care about, and then we're going to finish with what we feel is probably the greatest football game of all time. Is how we're going to roll. So we started with the Seahawks and Browns. That marquee game is done. Pat is on the Seahawks. Todd is on the Seahawks. I'm on the under. Pat is also on the over. And Gumpy, you're also on the Seahawks there?
Yes, sir. Correct. I'd go money line if you're betting now. Like I said, I got him at +1 earlier in the week.
Good call. Next game, we're going Houston at KC. The line here has gone to KC -4 with an over-under of 55. Let me give you these. Public, 65% of the bets are on KC. But only 40% of the money is on KC. So we got the sharps on Houston. 80% of the bets are on the over. KC is on an 8-2 against a spread run at home after a loss. Texans are 2-0 as dogs this year, 5-1 going back to last year. And the Chiefs are just 1-6 against the spread in their past 7 regular season games at Arrowhead. Gumpy, we'll start with you. What do you think, buddy?
I love the Chiefs -4 here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like really the consistency I've seen from the Texans. I see the Chiefs coming off a loss, fired up at home. I just love the Chiefs here.
I think this is also another recency bias game. Just like the Browns and Seahawks, KC did not look great on Sunday night. Everyone on national TV saw Mahomes beat up and them not be able to move the ball against the Colts. And then just get absolutely fucking run over. They've given up 300 yards in their past 2 home games. KC has, so KC has looked bad, but they are normally a public team just because of Patrick Mahomes and what everyone's doing there. And then Houston is coming off a game where they absolutely demolished Atlanta, who was fucking terrible. So it's another one of those games where you would think I personally would have thought more money would have been on Houston. Well, I guess the sharps are on Houston, yeah. But. Most still, the public is still, they can't get enough of Mahomes.
I'm with the sharps here. I think that Mahomes, his ankle injury will be aggravated very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in this game, which is going to limit his mobility. They have a lot of injuries on the offensive line. They will not be able to run the ball, which puts everything on Mahomes' shoulders. And if he is limited at all mobile-wise,
uh-huh.
He is not going to be nearly as effective. We're going to see more of what we saw last week. And conversely, I think that the Texans saw what the Colts did. They do have a solid running game. I think they will try to utilize that, and especially in the second half, if they can go into with a lead or at least with it being tight. And they're going to eat up a lot of clock. And I think if they don't win, that they'll cover.
Personally, I'm starting to get worried that because we could tell that Andy Reid is not a very disciplined human being.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he were at the buffet,
yeah,
he's first in line, and he is going all in. I think he might have used up all of his plays for the year already,
mm-hmm.
And now everyone knows all their plays, and now they're fucked.
Yeah, and injuries just, you know, they plague you, and they're really getting hit right now, and it's I think you're going to see a little rough patch here next 3 or 4 games.
I'm staying away from it, though, because This is the highest total of the week, by the way. I believe it is at 55. Potentially a lot of scoring. I'm going to stay away from it.
It's going to be a fun game. I wish it was the Monday night game.
Yeah, I mean, I got no problem with it being a Monday night. No, I don't wish it was a Monday night game. So fucking booger can ruin it. Next game, next marquee game. Eagles at Vikings. 62% of the bets are on Philly in this one. 71% on the over. Vikings 5-1 against the spread at home. 2-5 on the road. They are at home in this one. Mm-hmm. Eagles 6-13 against the spread in their last 19. Zimmer is 17-5-1 to the under last 23 Vikings games. With all that being said, Todd, what do you got on this one?
I'm not touching it. I lean toward the Eagles, but I hate Wentz, so I hope they lose. This is simply
you do. I don't understand your hate for Wentz.
I just don't like him. I think people are too high on him. He's talented. I mean, he's talented, but everybody's talented. So, you know, show me that you take this team deep into the playoffs and then, yeah, or even to, the, you know, win one game in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, he got hurt.
Yeah, every year.
You're not wrong. Gumpy?
Give me the Eagles and the points. Really? They went into Green Bay and beat a hot Green Bay team. I don't see any reason why they can't win this game outright in Minnesota.
Yeah, but they ran the ball a lot in that game. And they ran it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings have the number one, I believe, rushing defense
right.
in the league.
Yeah, well, it's not a they good beat matchup. The Giants last week. I mean, you're going to have to do something more than that for me to be on your side.
I mean, they've done more this year than beat the Giants. They've also beat the Falcons.
Another solid squad.
Who did they lose to? They lost to Green Bay and the Bears?
And the Bears just lost to the Raiders.
Well, I mean, the Raiders might be the best team in the entire football league. That's what they're proving here. You know what?
I just think some people are treating them like the Saints and you know,
who's that?
And the Eagles. Like, and they're already putting them in that elite class of a few teams. And I don't see
if there's one thing that bothers the Vikings, it's a good defense, and the Eagles' defense is dealing with some injury issues.
Yeah.
So I think the Vikings' offense is actually going to be okay. I might have heard somewhere driving in that Thielen is questionable or something.
Yeah.
If Thielen doesn't play, that's a huge difference. If he does, I'm actually going to go with the Vikings here. So go fuck yourself. Gimpy is what
like I said, I will eat my hat.
What did we go against?
Kirk Cousins.
What did we go against last week? What game did we go against last week?
Yeah, I was wrong last week.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was, though, honestly.
Yeah, you guys were head to head.
Giants Vikings.
Oh, went against the Vikings in that one, too. That's funny how that works. So I'm going to go Vikings here.
Double down.
Eagles.
Thielen was sick, but he is not on the injury report anymore.
Oh, so we're good. Thanks. You know what? Fucking Billy Gates coming through right there.
Billy Stats.
Fourth of our fifth marquee game that we're starting off here. 49ers at Rams. Another recency bias game. I love these fucking games because the Niners looked incredible. The Rams actually looked decent as well, too, but they lost mm-hmm. in that Thursday night game.
Yep.
Short week for the Niners. Long week for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
60% of the money is on the Rams. 83% is on the over. Overs are 4-1 in the last five of this series. Rams are on a 2-6 run on their last eight at home. Gumpy, we'll start with you on this one. 49ers at Rams. The line is -3.5.
This game scares the hell out of me.
Same.
If I had to lean, I would take the Rams -3 just because San Fran doesn't have their running back. And when he was out against the Browns, they didn't really move the ball much.
Who's out for the night? Breed is out?
I don't even know how to say the guy's name, to be honest.
Well, how to spell it?
J-U-S.
Oh, Kyle Juszczyk.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was big for them against the Browns.
Yeah, yes.
But they still got
he is incredible. He is fullback, H-back, mini tight end-ish. They did bring in like 17 fullbacks this week to try and replace him. Juszczyk is a big loss for them.
They didn't move the ball after he went out, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe they didn't have to. Either way, I'm staying away from this game. I don't know why I'm going to argue. I'm not arguing with you.
I mean, I'll take the Rams money line if you're going to keep pushing me.
Take it.
I'm going the other way. I have no problem taking San Francisco +3 here. The Rams have given up 85 points in their last two games. Their running game is nowhere near where it was last year. And over Goff's last 12, he's thrown 14 tutters, 15 interceptions, and 12 fumbles. I fucking don't like him. I'm not going to say I hate him. Let's say I don't like him. I know the Niners haven't been tested against the level of teams that the Rams have, and that's been an argument here, but they are undefeated, and they did beat Tampa Bay by 14, and let's not forget Tampa Bay pummeled the hell out of the Rams at home. So mm-hmm. I think the Rams are in for a long damn day on this one.
Okay. I like guys, I like these picks. We did have Michael Lombardi on Pat's show live every day on DAZN, 10 to noon. And he's had similar sentiment that we did as far as the toss-up, but strictly took the Rams just because they need this.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had McVay, I can't remember the stat, something in one. It's a lot of games to one when he has more time to prepare, so either Thursday night games or bye week. The only time that he lost was in the Super Bowl to Bill Belichick. So, I mean, there's just too much going on for me to take this game, but yeah. I respect you guys for doing it.
Our I mean, the Rams were a field goal away from winning a tough game in Seattle.
Correct. If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, then something donk fest. Dwight Schrute said that. Don't understand what it means. Don't care. Fifth and final marquee game of the week. We're actually going to go to Monday night. Lions at Packers. No surprise here. 60% of the money is on Green Bay. 60% of the money is on the under. Patricia is 5-2 as a road dog against the spread since last year. And the over is 6-1 in the past seven in this series. Todd, we'll start with you. Lions and Packs. Do you have anything here?
Yeah, I know weird shit happens when these two face each other. But Aaron Rodgers was miserable the entire season last year.
Correct.
And now he's having fun. Publicly, he has stated, I'm having a good-ass time. I think the Lions coming off the bye week are walking into Lambeau to face a Packers offense that's really starting to click. I mean, they put up 34 against Dallas. They'll probably hit 41 on Monday night, I'm guessing. So I'm taking them
against
minus
the Lions.
Four. Yep.
The Lions D that
yep.
figured out Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Bold. Bold, my friend. Gumpy.
Not touching it. No, thank you.
Smart. Neither am I. You just don't know what's – these division games are tough. You don't know. So those are our marquee games. Five marquee games. We started with Seahawks at Browns when Pat was here. Pat is going Seahawks in the over. Todd is going Seattle. Gumpy's going Seattle. I am going the under. Houston at KC. Gumpy is on KC. Todd is on Houston. Eagles at Vikings. I'm on the Vikings. Gumpy's on the Eagles. 49ers at Rams. Todd is on San Francisco. Gumpy is on the Rams. Money line. Possibly, maybe we forced him into it. Todd is on the Packers. Lion to Packers Monday night. Does that sound correct to everyone?
Sounds good.
Gumpy?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I miss you, but you're really starting to piss me off.
What? What now, Tony?
I mean,
I was bugging you when I was there. I didn't think I'd bug you as much.
No, pal. You know what? The second you left this place, I was like, God damn it, I need him back. I need him back.
I
miss your sweet beard. I'm going to pick every week the weird line of the week.
All right.
And my weird line of the week this week is Saints at Jaguars. Jaguars are 1-point favorites. The over-under is 44. Let me give you some stats on this one as to tell you why it is the weird line of the week. 70% of the bets are on New Orleans. 70%. Only 35% of the money is on New Orleans. So the sharps are hammering the Jaguars. 53% of the bets are on the under. 84% of the money is on the under. So sharps are getting down on this game huge as far as Jaguars and the under. Saints are 7-3 under past 10 away games. Jags are 7-3 under past 10 home games. Jags are 3-1 against the spread with Minshew. I'm going to do it. I'm taking the Jags. I'm taking the Jags. I'm following the sharps. Similar early in the season, Titans came off a win, I believe I know they beat the Browns week one. I think this was a week two game, and the Jaguars had lost decently to the Chiefs week one. I believe it was a week two Thursday game. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the Titans went to the Jags, and the Titans were favored, or maybe they were dogs by a short number, and everyone was on the Titans just because – and then but we all jumped on the Jaguars because – it's just that's what the numbers were telling us, and this one seems very eerily similar to me. So I'm going with the Jags and the under here.
Well, look, I love Gardner Minshew, love everything about his story, the way he's playing, but I think it's not being talked about enough that much of their success so far has been because of the run. They've been running the ball very well. I don't have the stats to support that, but I know that's correct. And New Orleans has one of the best defenses in the league against the run. So I think this is going to be a problem for them. It's going to come down to Minshew versus Bridgewater. However, I think the Saints will be able to run the ball. So Bridgewater's got a lot more tools at his disposal than Gardner does. I think this is going to be a good game, but I think the Jaguars fall a little short.
I think
so. I'm going with New Orleans.
I think you're correct here, and I think the run's going to decide the game.
Because
I believe last week the Jags gave up 600 yards. If I'm
right,
603 yards to Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they can get that figured out. Because Kamara and McCaffrey are pretty similar. Maybe not. Maybe Kamara's not as good in between the tackles as McCaffrey.
Right.
But they're very, very similar backs. So
agreed. Yeah.
Gumpy, what do you got on this game?
There's a reason why Teddy Bridgewater wears two gloves.
Okay.
So can't wait to hear it. So he can play outside. The knock on the Saints has always been they don't win on the road.
True.
Teddy took him into Seattle, and they won. Give me the Saints, money line, plus one. I don't care. I'm taking it.
Attaboy, Gump.
Hmm. I just don't think you guys are right.
Hey.
But no, this
until Teddy proves me he can't win a ball game, I'm riding him.
This is not seeing enough to sway me in the other direction.
It's one of those games like playing the game and then coaching the game. Everything inside of me is screaming Saints.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But then like the new life of me since I've been like a piece of shit and can't do anything with my body.
Sometimes the sharp snow too.
New me is like looking at the lines and everything like, oh, well, fucking... But maybe there's times where like these like picks like that, these like sexy like contrarian picks, just fucking backfire greatly, and this could be one of them.
Whoever's wrong here is gonna look back and be like, yeah, that was a bad.
Like what the fuck? Yeah, you're right. You're 1,000%.
You know what
right.
I mean? Either way.
All right, so that's our weird line game of the week. Let's get into. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games that only degenerates can care about. That's pretty much what these games are. I'm going to start in. Actually, I might be wrong about this 9:30 kickoff in England game saying that only degenerates care about this game. There is nothing better than waking up on the East Coast, sorry, Gumpy, at 9:30 a.m. to watch an NFL football game so you don't have to watch like the pre-shows for the normal thing and then get in the games. You have to wake up. Are you going to wake up at 6:30 to watch this game?
Oh, definitely. I'll be up, Tone.
I know you will, Pa. That's why we love you. So 9:30, London. We have Panthers versus Bucks. Bucks are +2, over under 47. Some quick stats here: 55% is on Carolina, 65% on the over. Unders are 5-1 in the last 6 meetings between these two teams. You boys got anything on this?
Yeah, I do. This is not going to be a popular pick, but I like Tampa Bay and the points.
I like it too.
I really think there's something, and this is just my gut talking, but there's something special, I think, building between Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston.
Uh-huh.
And I do like their defense. They beat the Rams on the road. They only lost by 7 to the Saints on the road.
Mm-hmm.
These teams are pretty evenly matched. You have a slight advantage to Tampa Bay on the defensive side of the ball, and they're at home. I think they'll be able to pressure Kyle Allen enough to force some mistakes and be able to capitalize on that.
I like your pick. I'm not taking it.
Okay.
But I like it. If I was leaning that way. Gumpy?
Yeah, I don't love this game, Tony.
Okay, so we're going Todd in the Bucks on that game. Next game, Bengals at Ravens. Ravens are -10.5, over under 48. Stats on this game, 56% of the money is on Cincy. 53% of the money is on the under. 50% of the bets are on the under. 75% of the money is on the under. Bengals, surprisingly, 5-1 in their past 6 as dogs against the spread. Ravens in their past 8 are 1-6-1 at home against the spread. And the Bengals have actually covered the last 3 in this matchup. I don't care what the stats say. I'm going to stay away from this guy.
Me too. Not touching it. Not touching it. That's too many points.
If anything, I might take the under 48 here since 53% of the bets and then 75% of the money is on the under. I might go there because Baltimore's defense has not been great.
Right.
The last 3 games. But Cincy's offense is horrendous. And then on the other side, Baltimore's offense last week when I obviously watched them against the Steelers, did not look great at all. So right. I might go the under 48.
Yeah, and you AFC North teams, man. When you guys battle against each other,
yeah.
I mean,
those division games are normally lower.
They tend to
lower.
Play tight, yeah, mm-hmm. and they're lower.
So, and then I saw, yeah. So I was surprised that even only it's 56%, but even I thought Ravens would be getting a lot more of this money.
Right.
I guess 10.5 is a lot, especially in the division. So I think we're all staying away from that, Gumpy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Not okay. touching it.
Falcons at Cards is our next game. Cards are home dogs plus 2.5 over under 51. I was surprised by this actually because it's a recency bias game as well because Atlanta's looked so bad lately. And not that the Cards have looked great, but they finally got a win. It was against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
But 80% of the money is on Atlanta. 70% of the bets are on the over. I've never seen a number this high. 95% of the money is on the over. Falcons are 4-15 against the spread on the road since 2017. Cards are 8-12 at home against the spread in their last 20. Atlanta 1-6 as road favorites since 2017. I wanted to take the Falcons originally because I thought people would just be way down on them.
Right.
I just don't trust them. I'm going to stay away from this game too.
Yeah, I'm staying away with it. If you put a gun in my head, I'd probably lean toward Arizona just because of all the rumors surrounding, you know, the fact that Dan Quinn might be playing for his job, which I find pretty crazy. But that's usually like a sign that there's deeper issues, mm-hmm. I think. So there's definitely turmoil there, and maybe it's there's a lot of things in their head outside of playing football right now against the Cardinals. But it's a garbage game.
Atlanta has so many more weapons on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. They just haven't been able to pull it together.
Everything wants me to take the Falcons. And by Sunday, there's a strong chance I probably will lay a little bit on the Falcons, but I'm going to stay away as of right now officially on the show. Gumpy?
I love the Cards getting the points.
That a boy, pal.
There you go.
I went with them last week. They didn't let me down. I'm going to ride them again. They haven't been that bad this year, man. They've been in games. The only real stinker they had was against Carolina. And yeah, I mean, Kyle Allen's been beating everybody.
They probably, if they didn't kick, what was it, like 4 field goals in the red zone against the Ravens, they probably could have won that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Until the Falcons prove me that they can win a game. I mean, I just like the home team getting points here.
Good for AQ. I love them. Next game. Cowboys at Jets. The line is 7.5. Over under 45. I guess I thought this one was a little bit of a weird line too. I thought the Cowboys might have been double digits, but I guess if Darnold's coming back. However, though, I don't know if you guys ever been sick and then tried to play sports after it. Like, you have no energy, and I can imagine with his mono, the energy's probably not super high.
Mm-hmm.
With all that being said, I'm staying away from him. 77% of the bets are on Dallas, 60% of the money. So the sharps are a little bit on the Jets, plus 7.5, getting that hook at home. 75% of the bets are on the over. 90% of the money is on the over. Dallas is on a 9-3-1 against the spread run. Cowboys 11-3 to the under on the past 14 road games. Jets 0-6-1 run at home. Jets 4-1 to the under of the past 5 at home. So those are your stats for this game. Stats and trendies. What do you boys got? I'm staying away.
I'm staying away as well. The Cowboys aren't playing great right now. I think Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb are both listed as questionable. I don't know. They should win, but it could be, you know, will they win by 7? Will they win by 8? I don't know. Sam Darnold might pull something out of his ass.
Who knows? Gumpy?
Yeah, I'm not touching it. If I had to, I would lean Jets getting the points just with Darnold back. They might be a bit better, but I wouldn't touch it.
Okay. Next game, Titans at Broncos. The line is Broncos minus 2.5, over under 41. 60% of the bets on Tennessee, but only 40% of the money on Tennessee. So sharps like Denver in this one. 56% of the bets are on the under. 56% of the bets are on the under. 84% of the money is on the under. So sharps love the under in this one, as do I. Broncos 2-7 against the spread in their last 9. 4-10 in the last 14 at home. Broncos 12-2 underrun. Titans 4-1 underrun. So I'm hammering the under in this one. That'll be my pick. I'm not taking a side, but I will slam the under 41 here in Titans Broncos. Gumpy?
I'm with you on the under, Tony. I also like the Titans to bounce back with the plus 2.5 here.
They've been up and down this year.
And they were very down last week, so you know this is the week to be up.
They got fucked last week as far as when I was watching the game through Red Zone. They had a touchdown called back, and then they missed four field goals, I believe. And then right after they had the touchdown called back and then the missed field goal, the Bills drove down to take the lead. I think the Titans were actually – I think if you had the Titans last week, which we did, that was our one unanimous pick last week. I think we were on the right side there. It just didn't happen. If I had to take a team, I would take the Titans, but I feel stronger with the under.
I am not betting on it, but I don't get me wrong. I love the under here. I mean, Denver's only scored over 20 points once this year, but it's just one of those things. If, like you guys are saying, I'm afraid Tennessee is going to bounce back, and if they do bounce back, I don't think the under is safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think they could really, like, Tennessee might really go off. And all Denver's got to do is maybe score 14 or 17 to fuck the under. And so I just don't feel comfortable with it. I don't feel comfortable betting either way because Tennessee might come out and just fucking be horrible. And this game's going to suck. And they might only score 30 points combined.
I just don't know if, like you're saying, Tennessee bouncing back. I don't know if they have it in their tank to score that many points. Because, I mean, Denver, too.
I mean,
yeah, Denver defense has been solid. All right. So, our last games that only the degenerates care about, Steelers at Chargers, -7 for the Chargers, over under 41.5. 60% of the money is on the Chargers. 65% of the bets are on the over, but only 50% of the money. Tomlin is 6-1 as a dog, his last seven. 1-1 this year in that role. Pitt is on. Oh my God, I just said Pitt. I haven't lived. I've lived in Indiana too fucking long. So embarrassing. If you, as a Pittsburgher, I'll explain this. If you, as a Pittsburgher, when people come in and call the city Pitt, we get upset. It's the school. It's not the fucking city.
Because it's a shitty school within your beautiful city.
I mean, it's a good school, but maybe just. But I got to get back. I got to get back soon. Pittsburgh on an 8-4 under run. Chargers are 2-10 against the spread. Their last 12 as a favorite at home. As you know, I will not be touching this game. Are you two at all?
Nah, I'm going to take the under.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
41.5. I think it's pretty safe. I like this Duck Hodges kid.
Fucking Ducky Hodges!
Evidently, he was a monster in college. Yeah, he broke McNair's records, I think.
Yep, he broke Steve McNair's record for most passing yards in a career FCS with like 15,000.
Yeah, I like him a lot, but this is his first start, and it is on the road. So, I think we'll see why everybody thinks he has a lot of promise. Mm-hmm. He's going to have some moments. Will he be able to pull it together for a whole game? I don't think so. The Chargers haven't been scoring a lot of points. Both defenses are solid enough to cause the other team's problems because they're struggling anyway offensively. Correct. So, I think the under's very safe here at 41.5.
In the last 25 games on the road for the Steelers, that the over-under was 49 or less, they've gone over twice.
Oh, fucking statty gumps? Mm. Where'd you pull that out of, pal?
That's the stat of the week, boys.
Pull a little nugget out of your butt there. I like it.
Yeah, I do like Duck Hodges a lot. He's dealing with some injuries as far as his offensive weapons. James Washington is at. Dante Moncrief is going to be getting the fucking another chance.
Good luck.
We know how that fucking goes. Steve Nelson, Steven Nelson, who's been Steelers' probably best quarterback corner this year, him and Joe Hayden, is also most likely going to be out, which if you're not a Steelers fan, I'm not sure how you know how bad Artie Burns has been. He was a first-round draft pick a few years ago, but he's been absolutely fucking terrible. It looks like he's going to get to start, which scares me a little bit with Keenan Allen. So we'll see how that game goes. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Take the under.
We need to win. Okay. So our games that only degenerates can care about. Let's take a look at what we have here. We started with Panthers and Bucks. Todd's taking the Bucks. Okay?
Yep.
Bengals and Ravens, were staying away.
Yep.
Falcons and Cards, were staying away.
Yep.
I got the Cards.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Gumpy's on the Cards.
Points. Emphatically.
That's on me, Gumpy. That's
my
bad.
I like the Cards, man. I do like the Cards.
You're right, though. They're not garbage.
Cowboys?
You know
what I mean? No. No, they're not. Cowboys and Jets, were staying away.
Yep.
Yep.
Titans and Broncos, me and Gumpy are going under. correct? Yep.
I got Titans plus the points as well.
Oh, so you're going two pickies there.
Double down.
Double and down. Todd and Gumpy are under 41.5 Steelers and Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game of the weekend, which
the doozy
could possibly be the greatest football game that has ever been scheduled mm-hmm. in an NFL season. Redskins at Dolphins.
Wow.
The Redskins.
What a game.
Road favorites of 3.5 points. The over-under is 42. The bettors are completely split. They don't know what to do. 50% right down the middle. They don't know who to take. 60% of the money is on the over. Something's got to give. They are 1-8 combined against the spread this season. I'm going to start with the Dolphins fan himself, Kyle Gump Cathcart. What do you say?
I can't touch it. Case Keenum hasn't been that bad this year.
No.
If they would have put Haskins out there, I would have taken the Dolphins and the points. Keenum was decent against the Cowboys first week. And then I think it was week three, he was against the Bears. He was running for his life. And then they started Haskins, or they threw Haskins in, threw McCoy in. I mean, Keenum isn't that bad.
You're worried about big time Tommy Callahan probably too, coaching the Redskins now.
I don't know.
He's
got to
run his sprints at the end of practice.
The Dolphins could win this game, man. I wouldn't bet on it, but I need.
Do you want
like
them to win?
Like you said, it's an absolute toss up.
Do you want them to win?
I'd like to win a game because I don't see. I mean, the Redskins could draft Tua, I guess.
You know what I mean? The shitty teams that are with them,
they kind of have their quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
True. You're right.
So I don't think it really affects us that much.
Todd, do you have anything on this game?
Well, I think they'd like to have that pick because they could trade that for quite a bit. But
correct.
I'd rather watch my mom clean her feet than I would watch this game. And that's not something I would ever look forward to. I really don't care about this game. I would say that I do like Keenum. I think he had a great season last year, and he got fucked really hard by the Vikings organization. So if I had to lean one way or another, if someone absolutely wanted to put money on it, I think I lean toward Keenum balling out a little bit. Let's make a point.
I don't normally say this because any game, you could get money on any game.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, ULM in North Texas. Whatever.
That was a great
maybe
bet,
Texas
Tony.
State
great.
Was a winner. Like you could get down on any game.
Sure.
But when the two teams are this bad.
Yeah.
You just have no fucking idea what's going to happen.
No idea. You
have no idea what's going to happen. Are the Redskins the better team? Yes.
Dolphins off a bye week as well.
But also, it's the Redskins, and it's like the beginning of fall, so it's getting a little cooler up here. But it's still probably like 95 degrees in Miami, so mm-hmm. that always plays a little bit of a role.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just don't know.
Yeah, I think Redskins slightly better, but like you said, there's other things to kind of even it out. So
I'll be glued to my TV for this one, fellas.
Oh, yeah, pal.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to DVR it.
All right,
so I can watch it twice.
With all of that being said, that's it for today. We don't have any. That's on. It's on me. I just didn't have. We didn't have enough time for college. Is 54 games.
Yeah,
I just didn't. I didn't want to rob you and fucking go willy nilly and throw out picks there.
Full NFL slate.
I didn't have a time to go through it yet. I mean, I will.
I mean, Tony was 3-0 last night, so give him a day.
Give me a fucking day, pals. I mean, we had a day. We had a nice little. We had a nice little night as a group last night.
Yeah, we did.
I will be putting out picks, college picks, tomorrow Saturday morning.
That's the thing. You can always find these ancillary picks on
myaction.app/digs with an S. myaction.app/Todd and myaction.app/BubbaGumpino.
And there's a lot more stats. We're throwing a lot more stats out there on the Twitter now as well.
Yeah,
make sure you follow
that and share it with your other friends that like to bet on sports.
Hey, great job doing that, by the way, Gumpy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, babe.
That's at Good Better Bets on Twitter. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell anyone. We appreciate it so much. We appreciate all of you guys. And good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You work, Gump.
Have a good weekend, fellas.
See you, buddy.
See you, Gump.
Cheers, boys. See you, buddy.